Welcome to the Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Delaine MD, the podcast for healthcare professionals struggling to lose weight. If you are a physician, nurse, or other clinician looking to permanently shed those pounds, gain control, stop emotional eating, and live a fuller, more authentic, and happier life, Dr. Delaine Vaughn offers sustainable strategies and the support you need to overcome the challenges that undermine permanent weight loss. Welcome to the Delaine MD podcast. Welcome back. I know that I have been doing a series of podcasts on thoughts and how to look at your thoughts critically and kind of change them to where they're more deliberate and intentional, and then how those deliberate and intentional thoughts can help you reach your goals. So this is actually the first podcast I'm recording in a long time, because I recorded the four podcasts for that thought series all at one time. So welcome back for me, mostly. If you've been listening to the podcast, this won't seem that out of line for you, but I haven't recorded one for you guys in a long time. So today, I am going to talk to you guys about the primitive brain. So if you listen to my Facebook Lives, or if you come to my Facebook Lives on Tuesdays at 6:30 most of the time, you know that I talk about the primitive brain a lot. This is one of my favorite topics. And I think the reason that it's one of my favorite topics is because I do a lot of personal work surrounding my own primitive brain. I spend a lot of my time working through issues on the primitive brain. So I tend to have a lot of breakthroughs regarding this and things I want to share with folks. Today, we're going to be talking about that again. For those of you who may be new or this is your first podcast that you've stumbled across, I talk about the primitive brain and the prefrontal cortex. So the primitive brain is that part of our brain that really is driven by rewards and urges and instincts, right? It wants to feel good, it wants to avoid pain, and it wants to expend the least amount of energy possible, versus our prefrontal cortex, which is our higher functioning brain, the executive decision maker. It's the one that weighs pros and cons and then makes good decisions based on that evaluation. A lot of our lives are spent making decisions from that primitive brain, and those decisions are not always the best decisions. A lot of folks know that I compare or use the analogy of the primitive brain as a toddler with a black permanent marker in your home. That thing's dangerous. It doesn't mean to be dangerous. A toddler with a black permanent marker, a permanent black magic marker, it doesn't want to destroy your home. But if left untended and unmonitored, a toddler with a marker in your home will wreak havoc, correct? Everybody's seen this? That's what I like to look at our primitive brain as. It doesn't mean anything bad. It's not intentionally going out maliciously and trying to destroy our goals and keep us from reaching our goals. But if left unchecked, certainly that is what happens. I like to look at our prefrontal cortex, that executive decision maker, as a watchful mother, keeping an eye on the primitive brain, making sure that it's not wreaking havoc in our lives. So today, I want to talk a little bit about some work that I've been doing recently regarding my primitive brain. So I went out this weekend with my husband to see a movie. We went and saw Endgame. It's actually the second time we saw Endgame. We saw it once with our kids, three of our kids, ages 11, 11, and 8, and one of their friends. So that was actually three 11-year-olds and one 8-year-old for a three-hour-long movie. If you've never had this experience, maybe you're unaware, but that equation, those numbers, equal a ton of bathroom breaks. So I spent a lot of the first time I watched the Endgame in the bathroom with kids, which was fine. I expect that. But my husband and I went this weekend and watched it again without any children, so I didn't have to make constant bathroom breaks. So we had a date day scheduled. It involved lunch and beers and movies. and an evening of just the two of us. So I had made lots of plans for this. I had planned my meals, I had planned my drinks, and I had planned to have popcorn, which I usually do not have at a movie theater. I usually don't eat anything during the movies when I go with my kids, just because it's typically at night and that's not usually when I like to eat. But this time I was like, oh yeah, I'm getting popcorn this time. I've went to the last three movies I've went to. I haven't had any popcorn because it hasn't been the times that I typically eat. So this time we're going in the middle of the day and I'm going to have popcorn. So we had planned to have dinner, and I had dinner as planned, which was a salad with chicken. And I think I had, it was Cinco de Mayo weekend, so I had some plantain chips with guacamole. And I had a couple beers. All of this was on plan. This was exactly how I had planned to do it. And I had a couple pieces of chocolate that I had brought with me because I like a certain type of chocolate, dark chocolate. So I'd had that. I'd done all of this on plan. So this was, of course, over a couple hours because we'd went to lunch and then went to the movie. So by the time we got to the movie, it was time to get popcorn. And I was serious about the popcorn because, remember, I've done without popcorn at a number of different movies and I really wanted some. Apparently, I was feeling a little deprived from this, so I was really looking forward to this popcorn. What I realized when I got to the movie theater was that I was already full. I had eaten my meal, which was a good meal, full of foods that served my body, but not thought about the fact that maybe I would be too full for the popcorn. But I really wanted the popcorn. So I went ahead and I ate the popcorn. And of course, I started out full. So by the time I was done eating the popcorn, I was really too full. I was stuffed. I was not comfortable. So for the next couple days, actually, I dealt with stomach cramps. My stomach just was not right. I don't know if that was from overstuffing it. I don't know if that was from popcorn, that I'm just not used to eating that kind of food. If there was a preservative, if there was something in the popcorn, or maybe it was the butter with the popcorn. I don't know what it was, but I did not feel well. My stomach cramped up for about 3 days afterwards. And on top of that, I also had some weight gain. I had about a 3 pound weight gain, which I had to deal with, which I was willing to. I knew that that may have been part of what I was signing on for when I signed on for eating the popcorn in general. What I hadn't anticipated with the entire plan for that day was that I might already be full. And I hadn't anticipated the decision of, am I going to go ahead and eat the popcorn even if I'm too full already, or if I'm full already? So I was evaluating this in the next two or three days after the movie. I was kind of evaluating the decisions I made and how I wish I would have made the decisions maybe differently, or am I happy with, you know, what I knew I was going to have to deal with the weight gain, all of those things. As I was looking at that day at the movies, I started realizing a couple things. One, I had made the decision to eat the popcorn even though I was full from a place of entitlement and I deserve and I feel deprived. It was really making that decision, even though it was on plan and made initially from my prefrontal cortex, that nurturing, watchful mother. In the moment, I was making that decision from my primitive brain, because the nurturing, watchful mother would have said, you're already full. You don't need more. You're not going to feel good after this. Let's not eat that. But in the moment, I was very much in the, I deserve this. This is part of my plan. This is what I want. I want to have this at the movie. I was making it from a very entitled, deserving, fearful, deprived place in my brain. So I started kind of looking at why I made that decision in that way. And I started realizing that I have thoughts in my brain that are along the lines of, sometimes I want to make decisions from my primitive brain. Sometimes I want to not have limits on what I eat, to be able to eat unlimitedly. Sometimes I want to eat without putting thought into it. I want to eat whatever comes my way. I want to live and make decisions from that primitive brain. I have thoughts like that in my head. I don't always, of course, make decisions from that place. Most of the time I make decisions for my life and for what I eat from my prefrontal cortex. But sometimes, the thought that I have at least, is sometimes I want to make decisions from my primitive brain. I want to allow that sucker to run loose, right? So I started kind of looking at my life and seeing other places that I do this. And I do this in a lot of other places. I do this sometimes when I go out drinking. If I'm out drinking with friends, I don't want to count and only have X number of drinks. I want to be able to knock back as many as I want. If I'm out or if I want to go shopping, sometimes I don't want to shop in a limited fashion. I just want to have a shopping spree where I spend in a way that's completely uncensored, that doesn't have any limits on it. Now, in all of these scenarios, there are limits, right? If you're out drinking with your friends, you have so many drinks you can have before you get sick or pass out, right? If you take it that far. When you're out spending, you're obviously going to have some limit, the limit of when your bank account runs zero and the stores won't give you any more merchandise because your card gets declined. And even when you're eating, I could have eaten. I had a bottomless bucket of popcorn, right? They would have kept refilling it as much as I wanted it to be refilled. I could have eaten as much popcorn as I wanted, but after about, I don't know, a bucket maybe less because my husband was eating it with me, I couldn't eat anymore because I felt sick, right? So there's always a limit, but the limit that is set in that scenario was not set from my prefrontal cortex, from my nurturing mother. That limit was set from my primitive brain. And the same thing with the drinking and the spending. Yes, there's a limit, but it's not a limit of what is best for me, what is in my best interest of my goals, financial goals, my weekend goals. Maybe I want to go out and do something on Saturday and I don't want to be hungover from drinking with my friends unlimitedly on Friday, right? So when I let my primitive brain make these decisions, it is not making those decisions with my life goals, with my bigger goals in mind. It's making that decision based on how we feel in the moment. So I got to thinking about why I want to do that. Why do I have this thought that I want to make decisions from my primitive brain versus from my prefrontal cortex? And in my evaluation of that thought, I realized that there are just sometimes that I just think that it's going to be more fun, that life's going to be a little bit more if I don't have these limitations. And when I looked at the analogy of the child with a marker, I got to thinking, do you ever want the child with the marker able to run free in your house? I mean, is there ever a time where you're like, yeah, I think I'm willing to let the kid run around my house with that black permanent magic marker? No, nobody ever says that, right? No mother would ever let that child run through the house unmonitored, unchecked with that black magic marker, because we know that the mess that would be made would be more than we would want to clean up. Now, maybe you give a child a black magic marker and a poster board and you say, yeah, go to town. You can color on that poster board, but there's a limit, right? There's a limit that's set by that nurturing, watchful mother. You don't just let the kiddo run around making decisions about where they're going to write with the black magic marker, because that is going to make a mess of your house. So interestingly, though, I had this thought in my head about my primitive brain making decisions about how much I eat on occasion or how much I drink on occasion, or how much I spend on occasion. And I have this thought that I want to sometimes let my primitive brain make those decisions unchecked. So I realized that that thought wasn't really serving me. Certainly, for the 3 days after the movie, my primitive brain making the decision that I should eat even though I was full, because I deserved it, I was entitled to it, because I planned it and I wanted it, was not something that served me, not only in my weight goals, which I have every confidence in me that I know exactly how to lose that weight. That's not concerning to me. But also in my how I feel goals. Part of the reason that I eat the way that I do is not because of my weight. It's because I feel better when I eat that way. When I allowed my primitive brain to make the decisions for me, I made bad decisions. And now I had to deal with feeling poorly for 3 to 4 days afterwards. So I feel like I really need to challenge where I'm seeing this thought that sometimes I want to let my primitive brain make those decisions. It doesn't make any sense. It does not reach my higher goals. Whenever we talk about buffering, and this is kind of something that I've always found to be a quote-unquote hard sell, right? We buffer with food because we're having a bad day, so we want to feel a little bit better, you can eat something, get a little hit of dopamine, you feel a little bit better, and then you don't have to wallow in your bad day. You don't have to just sit with feeling the negative emotions of your day. The hard sell is that you have to sit in that negative emotion and not feel a little bit better with food. Recognizing, of course, that when we buffer with food that we're making our bad day more. It suddenly is not just a bad day, but now it's a bad day that has 2 or 3 pounds that are going to take me a week to lose, right? And then the other component of that is living authentically, right? That the good isn't as good if we're buffering away the bad with M&Ms, right? If you just allow the bad day to be a bad day and let it end at the end of the day and the next day is a new day and maybe it's better, well, it's not better if you've now got weight to lose from the day that was bad and you didn't really truly feel the negative emotions of the bad day, right? So one component of not buffering has always been in my mind when I try to encourage people to not buffer, to live this authentic life. But another part of that authenticity, I'm realizing, is living in integrity with your higher goals. That living not only in integrity with who you are authentically, but also staying true, staying loyal, staying aligned with your higher goals. So if I had handled the movie night differently, I would have made a decision that was more like, hey, I'm too full. I'm full as it is. I don't really need any more food. Maybe the next time that I go to a movie, I won't eat such a big lunch or I won't eat lunch and I'll just have the popcorn at the movie because that's something I want to enjoy as a joy eat. But it no longer is a joy eat when I'm overstuffing myself and making myself sick with it. So I'm going to make the decision that's in alignment with my higher goals of eating in a way that I feel good and serves my body, and I'm going to forego the popcorn in this scenario. So I found it interesting to find not only that I was still looking for opportunities to allow my primitive brain to kind of run free and be the decision maker, but also to see how that isn't serving my higher goals and why it's not okay ever for me to let my primitive brain run free. This may not be your course. This may not be something you're interested in, but certainly it was very interesting to see. I always thought that I would want, occasionally I want to let my primitive brain make all my decisions. But I'm starting to realize that that is not in alignment with my higher goals for who I am and for what I want to be. And that maybe there's not really any time that I want my primitive brain to make those kinds of decisions. Now, if I'm in a dark alley and somebody pulls a knife on me and my primitive brain says, hey, you should run, this is dangerous. Yeah, I want to listen to my primitive brain. I want my primitive brain to make those decisions for me, right? That's what it was originally developed for, was to save me from dangerous situations. In that situation, my primitive brain needs to be the one. My prefrontal cortex doesn't need to be, well, how long is the knife? Is the knife going to stab deeply enough into my abdomen to perforate my peritoneal cavity and make me sick? I don't know. Can I measure the knife? That's not the time for my prefrontal cortex to be there weighing pros and cons. I need to listen to my primitive brain in that scenario. But for the most part, the 99.9% of the rest of the days of my life, I really need to be allowing that prefrontal cortex to make my decisions because it's in alignment with my bigger goals, with who I am. So I want you guys to see if you're seeing places in your life where maybe you have a similar belief that sometimes my primitive brain should be able to decide what I do and what I don't do. And then really question, does that align with your bigger goals, with your authentic self, with what you want to be? If you find that it does, by all means, you figure that out and you run with it. But if you find that you're holding this thought that sometimes I want to binge on food, that's your primitive brain making your decisions, right? Or a thought that sometimes I want to mindlessly eat without thinking about it. That's your primitive brain. Or sometimes I don't want to always make a plan for what I'm going to eat. Recognize you have this thought that you want to allow your primitive brain to run your life for a little while. I want you to challenge in your own mind if that's really in integrity and in alignment with your bigger goals. This, again, you know, is one of those things where coaching is really, really helpful to help you kind of determine what you do want and how you want to manage those things. So if that's something you're interested, by all means, hit me up. We'll set up a mini coaching session or a consult and see if that's something you're interested in and something that we can maybe work through together. So that's all I have for you this week. If you have any questions or any comments, I'd love to hear them. Let me know. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye. You've been listening to the Delaine MD Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Dr. Delaine Vaughn. To learn more about life and weight coaching with Dr. Delaine Vaughn, visit www.delainemd.com. Ho ho!